My name is Dustin Yankowski, and I hail from our Westerville campus. Thank you so much for joining in with us on our DriveCast and devotional today. We are in John chapter 7, verses 32 through 39. And the important thing to know is that the Pharisees are already scheming against Jesus. You know, our section starts with letting us know that the Pharisees had taken the pulse of the crowds, and the crowds were enamored with Jesus. It says they heard the crowds muttering these things about him. And these things is referring back to just before this section where it says many of the people believed in Jesus while saying, hey, you know, when the Messiah comes, won't he be a lot like this? The Pharisees saw what the popular opinion polls said about Jesus, and Jesus is trending. And so they felt threatened. And so they sent officers to arrest him, it says. You know, if they could get him arrested, man, what a good smear campaign. A lot of people will see him as a criminal, and maybe that would just be enough to plant seeds of doubt in their minds. And this tactic of the enemy really originates back in the Garden of Eden with the serpent, and it continues even today throughout our culture. You know, if the serpent could just get Adam and Eve to doubt God, then he could get a foothold in their hearts. If the Pharisees could just get the Jews to doubt Jesus, they could get a foothold on his followers. And today, the enemy actively works in and through our culture, planting questions, seeds of doubt. If the enemy can get us to doubt, then he has a foothold on our beliefs. Then he has a foothold on our actions. It says, Jesus then issued a prediction regarding his crucifixion and his ascension in verses 33 and 34. Jesus said to them, I will be with you a little longer, and then I'm going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come. And as we see in verse 35, the Jews had many questions about what he meant. They could only see what Jesus was saying through a very human, very earthly perspective. And you know, their limited perspective caused them to miss really the enormity of what Jesus was saying. In verses 37 and 38, it continues, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. While Jesus' bold claims here are not direct quotes from scripture, his audience would have recognized his words as referencing Isaiah 12, 3 and 44, 3 and 55, 1 and 58, 11. The powerful invitation to come to me and drink was an invitation not only to the Jews on the last day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, but also an invitation to us. Every single moment we have the opportunity to turn to him, quench our spiritual thirst, believe in him, and walk in a deep personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. It's a super simple invitation. Will you give him your yes? Would you pray with me? Father, we see this interaction between your son and the Pharisees. And we see this enemy of the tactic where just planting seeds of doubt could really just derail our desire to follow Jesus. It could freeze it. It could hijack it, God. And I just pray today that you would highlight, you would bring to focus any of the doubts that we have about you, your character, your word. And God, would you help us to trust you? Not to trust what you can do for us, but to trust in who you are and what you've already done. And God, I just pray that it wouldn't be a conditional trust. It would just be a wholehearted devotion. We may not understand what you're doing. We may not see all the ways that you're active, God, but God, just like your word says, we pray that we would trust in you with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding. We don't have to know, God, because we know you and we can trust you. God, I just pray for, I pray really against the enemy that he would not get a foothold in our hearts through lies, through deceit or doubt. God, that we would just be able to hear the whispers of the snake in our lives, God, and cling fast to you. God, I pray for anybody that has not come to the living water, God, themselves, has not given their yes to you. I pray that today they would answer your call in their life with a simple yes. And we would start the day committing, or maybe for a lot of us, recommitting ourselves to you and walking and following with you. God, thank you so much for your patience and your goodness and your mercy and your grace in our lives, God. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have a blessed rest of your day.